Well, sadly, we've added more pages to the scrapbook that we never wanted to have. This time, the bombing at the Boston Marathon. I mean, those shockwaves reached around the world. And as always, the images, the blast, the victims, the capture. And Bill, that 78-year-old runner in the orange tank top, he was almost to the finish line when the bomb went off. It was blown to the pavement by the blast. But in a moment, Bill was up again, and with the help of an assistant, he crossed the finish line. The president talked about Bill when he spoke at the memorial service as an example of hope and resilience. And he looked right in the camera then and addressed those who were fighting to recover from what the bombs have stolen. And twice he said, "You will run again." Man, that was moving. Well, since then, I found myself mentally replaying Bill's fall and the president's words. Because of the race I'm running and the times I've been knocked down? Well, we've all had those blasts that blew us over and threatened us reaching the finish line. It was the medical bombshell, or maybe the marital explosion, the layoff, the deep wounding, the accident or the injury, the breakup, the betrayal, maybe a loved one lost, or a shattered dream, and the painful outcomes of our own bad choices, falling for the temptation that looked so good but cost us so much, failing to do what we knew was right, letting down people who are counting on us. But time and again, I've heard a voice saying, "Get up, Ron. You will run again." And I did. I am. And he's done the same for so many people I know, people hit with a blast that leveled them, people who might have stayed down or been carried off, but they rose again, because he did. After Jesus got hit with the most savage blast anyone has ever endured, all the weight of all the wrong of all the world on his shoulders, the selfishness, the pain it's caused, the hell of all the sinning humans have ever done, that I have done. You know, when millions of Americans watched the portrayal of Jesus' death on the cross in the recent miniseries, The Bible, it lit up social media with viewers whose hearts were breaking over what he went through. But the reality was that it was awful beyond what Hollywood could ever show. The Bible says it was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped and we were healed. The Lord laid on him the guilt and sins of us all. He was knocked down. He was nailed to a cross. He was buried behind a boulder, but he came back, and he's been running ever since, guaranteeing that all who run with him will cross the finish line with him, and picking up fallen runners and telling them, "You will run again, whatever you've lost, whatever you've done, whatever's been done to you, because I live, you will live also." He's the hope the blast can't touch. He's the death-beating Savior who says, "We're going to finish this race together."